This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As many as 1 million people filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waved national flags, blew whistles, pounded on pots and pans, and waved signs urging political and social change. By mid-evening, most of the demonstrators had made their way home ahead of an 11 p.m. local curfew. Also Friday, protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. At least 19 people have died in the turmoil that has swept over the South American nation. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwania alone. Several other people died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Haq, an armed faction, in two southern cities. The Iraqi parliament is scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss the protests. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left more than 150 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is